the Hunakutlam Chesgen, you know, last Teretz was that the make of the stira about Shishim, that it's talking about this mona now that has 40 sloim to it. So the year the mona and the pras was the heavenly Shishim. So Mara says, the Tana Tuna, I've been approved for this. Tuna Mara's question on top, the Tana Tuna, does anybody only said that mona ben aboyim sloim? You ever hear like that, that a mona's worth should be 40 sloim? It's a tremendous amount. So Mara's in, yes, we weren't talking like this. Yotanam, learn like this. Chamas Chadosha. Somebody has a new flask. A chametz chadasha, lochaz apel pish mekabelus remainim, even though it doesn't have a hole that it could take remainim, still tohir, still it's tohir. So Rashi learns it means chametz chadasha means shall or a new flask, shall I gomat filoso. You didn't finish sewing it completely yet, and you left over one crack. So Chiddush says even though that crack that's left over it's not big enough that a pomegranate could fall through, and usually. It's still matama, but here it's tahirus. Rashi says, "What lenigmu malachta? Just never finished yet. You didn't finish making the flask, therefore it's not called the kli. Therefore, it still remains tahirah. What's going to be the Gemara says tofra? Let's say you finished sewing it completely. So now with chal upon it, the shem kli, and then v'nikra, then later it ripped. So now shiura kumay to remain. Now the shiura, as long as the rip is not big enough that a pomegranate could go through, so it would remain." A tummy, but if it's big enough that pomegranates could go through, that's mavato the shame clear than stereo. Now the blazer ben Yaakov Omer kipkiyos shel shesi. It has to be big enough. Rashi says the shield, the kriyas kli. How big does the rip in this flask have to be to make it tor? Kishemayt kipkiyos shel shesi. That's like the wolf when you sew the shesi has the threads that go up and down. So the kipkiyos, that's like the ball that holds the thread on it. So that could go through the hole, that's big enough to make a tor. Now, achas me'arba b'mono, it's one from four of a mono, which is ben aboyim sloyim, that each mono is as big as 40 sloyim. So chitzi you see that a mono could be 40 sloyim. I'll tell us before also then. The theory was, one place of Yochanan says 60, one place he says that you give 1/6. So the kashrus that you have to start off with 16 and give away 1/6. Yeah, well, so it's way too little. So because you only have a mono pras, that was a teretz. Then you have to give 1/60th to the kohen. You have to give. So the only you have to have is just a mono pras. It's too small. So the teretz now knows the mono and the pras is also 60. So 1/60th is one teller's worth. That's the shear to give the ratio against. Then it says the common lay. How much do you give to the Zakayim? Must the Torah learn like this? Loy shall yulbenu v'yitnen aloy. The Mishnah says you should give them white and not a dirty ones. So not that it means to say that you have to whiten it first. You have to wash them. Loy shall yulbenen v'yitnen aloy. Not that the Yisrael first has to white and wash out the wool and then give it to the Kayin. Ella means like this: that shall yulbenenu Kayin v'yamad al chomis sloyim. You have to give him 5 sloyim worth of wool, but you have to give him a drop more because the kohen is going to have to wash it off to bleach it like to get it white, and when you do that you lose some of it, so you have to give him enough now that when he, the kohen, will whiten it, there will still be enough of chomis sloyim left over. That's how much wool, ratios I guess, you have to give him to start out with. Then it says the Mishnah, because it lasts as beged cotton, the kohen has to have enough wool that he can make a small beged from it. How do we know this? On Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Yom HaKor, the pasuk right after this pasuk of Reishis Hagez, the Rashi says, "Bos the Reishis Hagez Ksiv." Right after it says, "Ki boy bracha Hashem mikol shavtechom li lamud l'shoros." So the pasuk says, "Lamud l'shoros." Stand up and do shiris means the kohen to do the avoda. So idashna means dover shiroy l'shoros. Has to be something that's fit to do shiris, to do work with, to do the kohen should do avod with. My knee, what is that? That's the yavnate. That's the smallest beggar. Rashi says, "Shukotin shall be the kuna." That's the smallest beggar of the kain. The kimul rabban shiyocholat is mechomis sloyim sema. Out of 5 sloyim worth of wool, you can make this gatol. Shirein kulit sema, because the whole thing wasn't sema anyway. It was made from kliyim. So therefore, 5 sloyim of sema would be enough to make the gatol that a kain wore. The master is aim a mill. Why don't you say that you have to give him enough wool to make a whole robe, to make a mill? Gemara says, because that's also a big dekuna. Gemara says, no. The klal always is, tefasta meruba le tefasta. Don't grab too much, but tefasta more tefasta. If you grab a smaller amount, that to be able to keep. Here also, to say you have to make the size of a mill, that's too big. Therefore, rather believe the smaller size of an avne. Why not say then kippah shel tzemer? There's even a smaller amount. There's this kippah like this, a hat made out of wool, like a yarmulke a little bit. The tiny would go like this. Kippah shel tzemer. There's a small cloth of wool. Hoistumanachas rosh kohen gadol. The kohen gadol used to put on his forehead, like for your little tzitz. And on top of that, there was a tzitz that he wore. Nothing. Like kaiyim hashem. The kind of the pasuk says. Pesam toisa. One second. Again, the Kayim Hashem of the Pasuk says, the Sam Tois Soya Psil Techelis. The Mashman, the Tzitz itself, goes on a Psil Techelis. So it was a little keeper, like a little lower covering on its head, that the Tzitz went on top of. Maybe that's enough. The Rashi says this was Shimuetis Miyad, is even smaller than the Yavnate. Yeah, so man, that was also part of the Big Day Shivas. So maybe that's how much wool you have to give me, even a smaller amount. So Mar says no. Mar says, on my crow, who will burn it? You have to give him something that who will bonif. So dashin dover has shovel liyawan al bonif. Has to be something that's fit even for regular kohen, not just something that's fit for kohen gadol. So Mar says avnet nami loy shovel the chud avnet also is not shovel. Rashi says the tzitzayin of the kohen hedyachir. So the chud about the avnet also. Let's see. Mar says avnet nami loy shovel. Why? If you learn that the Kohen Gadol wore was not the same one the Kohen Hedyot wore, then it's good. That the same Avnet, the same grout that the Kohen Gadol wore was the same thing that the Kohen Hedyot wore, then Michael, then what can you say? So it says, Shem Avnet Piyonim Lakoponim, it's one name, it's called an Avnet. Rashi explains like this. Rashi says, "Honich leman the yom avnei to shekain gadol the yom kippurim shubutz, which is made out of wool." Kirechsev it says of the yavnei the bad yachor that's real made out of linen. I mean, okay. That avnei to shekain gadol they wore on yom kippur shubutz made out of linen. Yeah, of avnei bad yachor. So we learn loyzel avnei shekain. That's not the same avnei to kain hedjit wore. Shel kol hashana. So who have we shall climb? Because the regular avnet that the Kohen Hedyot wore had climb, had some wool in it. This avnet sheish moshot chelis. Therefore, the chiksev ye, that says avnet the climb, then the Kohen Gadol, then the Kohen Hedyot, the chol hashanik says it's going the rest of the year. But the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur was made out of boots. So that says shaper, mishkacha shava arun ubonav, the avnet shal tzemer, again, shal shah yomais hashana. That's something Shava both wore the same thing. And the rest of the year, a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot wore the same type of an avnet, which was made out of klayim, which had wool in it. Then it's good. They both wore the same thing, so it's a gospel that applies to both. But Elav, Rashi Laman, Rashi says, Avnet is a Kohen Gadol, B'yom HaKippurim, Kosher Hu B'Hedyot, that's Kosher Hedyot, we're also, Kol HaShonom, the Chiksev Avnet, the klayim, Kavi Pashas, B'Day Kohen Gadol, if I declare to Atman the Yomah, that the avnet the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur was the same type of an avnet the Kohen Hedyot wore the whole year. So it comes out then, what type of an avnet did the Kohen Hedyot wear? Only made out of linen, not made out of wool. So which avnet was made out of wool? Only the regular one that the Kohen Gadol wore, but not the one that the Kohen Hedyot wore. So thought again at the kasha, that this wool you're giving to make the avnet was only for a Kohen Gadol's avnet gartel, and not for Kohen Hedyot's. So again, it's not called Shava, who will burn off? And if the Gemara says no, the Gemara says that I call upon him Shem Avnet B'Yolim. Even though true, this Avnet, giving the wool, was only for Kohen Gadol, but the name of an Avnet, this type of a Gadol, like, even the Kohen Hedyot also wore. So it's called one Avnet, it's okay. Then the Gemara says, Mishnah says, well, he speaks to Litna, you didn't have time to give it to the Kohen yet. If you died it, so then you're parted from giving it. Well, it is. It went like this. What's going to be Gozaz or Mochar Rishayna? Let's say you were Gozaz, you sheared off wool, and then you sold that amount of wool. Rashi says, Gozaz or Mochar Rishayna, Rishayna hoyu moicher li'acha gizoso, miyad, kodim shatsir chomis gizin. That is, you have five sheep, and you shared off one, and right away you sold that wool. So, at the time when you started to shear off even the first one, you owned five sheep. Therefore, this first shearing off is also mechuyev in reishis hageiz. Even though before you sheared off the second one, you already sold the first wool. For chizahol still yichayev. We have no samarashim a potter. No, he owed you a potter. So like this, Rav Chisda Rama Chayiv to a gozas, because lemaisa you cut off five sheep, you sheared off five sheep that belong to you, therefore with that wool, it's chalachiv, reishis hageiz, whoever owns it has to give it to the kain. We have no samarashim a potter. No. The Yidna to Kamol is sure at the time when you finish shaving off the fifth one, being in Tzaynchah at that time still has to belong to you. For Lekka doesn't belong to you anymore. But she says, Yidna to Kamol is sure at the Chomish Tzayn, Shaydei Giza Achamishis, whom is Chayyab the Aborishan, is only after you shared off the fifth one, that now you have to give him all these four for her four. So when you finish shaving off the fifth one, the Yishayta Lehebe Mitzayn Shaloy didn't belong to you anymore. So if you report it. You go boss at the beginning when you shear it off, and you go boss at the end of the fifth one. Tanan, we're on to now Mishnah, Halakeach Geit Tzaynish Lo B'Kechavim. If you buy off the wool off a guy, put the Mauritius a geit. Why? Because it didn't come from your sheep. Mashmado Hot Tzaynoi Ligzais. If you would buy the sheep off the guy, Almanach, that you should shear it off, then Chayiv. So the question was, am I? Like you're only buying the sheep almanach to be able to shear off the wool, but as soon as you finish shearing off, let's say the first wool of the first sheep, that sheep goes back to the guy, and so it says yichayev over here. It's going to be kasha on Reb Nosson Reb Oshia, because here by the time you finish shearing off the fifth one, the first ones don't belong to you anymore. So versus the that's not the case. Even the Chiz himself will answer this question. I'll leave with Rav Nosson Mareshia. According to Rav Nosson Mareshia, the case is Kagoin She Hiknon Loi Kol Shleshim Yoin. So when you bought the sheep off the guy to shear off, not just for the time you're shearing off the wool, but for a while afterwards. So 30 days is Labdakara, she says. But the kids, even after you finish shearing off the fifth one, you still own the first four. See, according to everybody, you'll be Chayv Mareshia's Ageiz. Rav Oshia only says, at the time when you buy the fifth one, you don't own the first one anymore, that's a problem. Then the Mishnah says, Lakeach Geit Tzaynish Chaveiro. If you buy though the wool off your chaver, so then it says that you have to take off Reishis Hageiz. So Mar says, Man time, who's the time of the Mishnah holds, the Heichod Ikush Yurei Gabi Meichel Bosa Meichel Atlinen. But the Mishnah's case was the first owner shaved off, let's say, five sheep, and he has a large amount of wool. So it was a chiyuv to give Reishis Hageiz. And then he sold most of his wool to another Jew. So the Mishnah said that if there's some left over by the Meicher, the seller, he has to give from that the Reishis Hageiz, not the Lekeich. So who's the Tanah of Mishnah? Who holds like this Svara? They say the Kol Heicha, the Ikish Yurei, Gabi Meicher, go boss to the Meicher, you boss to Meicher at Dinim. So Mishnah says, Amrav Chizah, Tere Yehudi, goes according to Yehudi, Shab Yehudi. There's nothing going on like this. Ha Meicher Kol Heilon, if you sell a tree, a clock, that's the stalk, you sell a small tree to somebody else, but in the middle of your field, he has to give off payah from each one separately. Each one is called like his own field. Like the clock, he says, Ilonis Atman, Lokach Imperisay, Lokach Loshin Kalkish, and Sadizu, yeah. The Rashi says there's Meisim Lekeach, the one that bought the tree, he has to give off Teya. Mikol Ilan Bilan Kedesiv Loi Teparach Rechom, Vinechom Neam Poitres Chaveri Ohio Vienna Sodi, he doesn't own the field. Because if the field would belong to him, he only has to leave over one time Teya. Teya is a mitzvah at the end of the field, leave over something for the Neam. But here all you bought was just the trees. So each tree like is like a thing by itself. So each tree there's a mitzvah to leave over some part of it to the Neam. That's what it says again. If you buy or you sell trees, not the field, just the trees, so the one that buys it has to go pay from each one separately. Omer Abiyuda, Abiyuda says, Amos Aromata said, Bizman Shaloi Shaya Bal Hasoda. When the Bal Hasoda did not leave over any trees for himself, he doesn't own one tree for himself. then lokech hasibotaya. Avusha yebal hasod. Let's say the owner of the field left over a tree for himself, even one tree left over. So then noisen pay alakul. Then the moicher, he has to leave pay on his one tree for everything. You see this svara that the moicher, if he has something left over, we say the mitzvah is still on what he has left over. Here also, it's like Yedda, like it's all considered one big field, negated to his one tree, and if you leave over pay, it just from his one tree. Oh, Malay Rav, Rav is back. I have a mahu the yom, you yourself said, Vushishcho Baal HaSod Elixir. It has to be that the Baal HaSod is started to cut down first. Rashi says, Hazroyim Koydim Mechiris Yilonis. It has to be that he started to cut down before he sold the fields. Because once you start cutting down your fields, then he shot the Rashi says, Mechai Bepeya. When you start to cut down the fruits or the pears of your field, at that time it's Chalachiv to leave over one part for the Niyim. Otaya Didi, Shaita, Chaz Lemifta Kula Sada. Therefore, that one time you left over, drop, would have potted everything, so you have to do it. O'Neil Kiloi Shai Midi, if you don't leave over anything, then it's Talik Midi, you have no more Pelet Ilan. Therefore, there's no more v'yein pas zroyim patrosim. Then the pay on the zroyim doesn't pass to the fields, the trees, because you don't own the trees at all. Here's all this question. His question was, again, Omele Rav of Amaru, you said, Rush Yitzchur Balasod Elikzor. You have to start cutting it down. Now, the Chita maybe tell me, Hochinam here also, Rush Yitzchur Likzois. Then maybe the Mishnah also, it means that the Meicher started to cut down already. He started to shear off. That's what we're talking about. Samara says no. Bishlei Masim is good over there by Taya. Over Kutzrechem has Ketir Atzrechem Ksiv. There it says when you start to cut down your field. So Darshin Meidno the Aschelik. So time when you start cutting it down, Mechay Bekulei Sada. Then you have it leave over Taya for no field. So long as the owner started to cut down before he sold it, the Chiy was Chal upon him for no field. He could take off once for everything. Elohocho meidnu diaschul megas le mechay bekulei edrei. When you first start to shear off a little bit, you're not chayav to give off reshes against from your whole flock yet. It's only when after you shave off five sheep, then it's chalachiv. But just the fact you start to do a little bit doesn't mechayav no thing. So if so, even if the owner would have started to shear off one sheep, so what? It's not mechayvim to give reshes against for the rest of it. So therefore, if he sells the rest of the sheep, even though he leaves over some for himself, why do we say he has to give off? Maybe no. Maybe what he sold, that person takes care of. So where's it like this? True. So from this proof, this review, there wouldn't be any proof from here from Taya. Because here Taya is different, that once you start to cut down, the chiv was already chal. But over here, by this reshes against, the chiv is not chal yet. So where's it rather, Ella rather, all my rebels like this. Hi Tanu, I'll tell you, our Mishnah goes according to this Tanu. Hi Tanu, the Tanan learn like this. Omaloi mocholi b'nei meyeho shaparo. Somebody, Yisrael, goes over to a butcher, to a sheikh, and says, I want to buy the insides of this cow. For all your ben matonis, and inside the insides was the cave, was the stomach. The loch was, even though you bought the insides, no still the kain. It says that the buyer now has to give that cave or the stomach to the kain. And the aim and not in the dom, you can't deduct from the price. Because it's normal, like you bought the insides and you knew the insides have the mitzvah of matnas kunus. So it's like you bought it, you have to give it. What's going to be the lokach of the mishko you bought with him with weight? You bought, say, a pound of it, then nice to coin, and you give to coin. Or menakal in the dom, you say, then you have the right to deduct from the price. If you said to the butcher, I want you to sell me a pound of meat, so you meant meat that you could eat. And if in that town he gave you part of the stomach, so you have the matana now, you have to give it to the kohen, but you have a right to deduct from the price. That's not what you wanted to pay. You have a right to menakolim and adam to deduct from the price. Alma, what do we see? Matana is the kohen, leim is davin insha. The people do not